money ain't a thing when it comes down to gift giving.
And Jamie Lee Curtis opens up about her bond with Jake Gyllenhaal during the COVID lockdown. We'll explain.
Ooh, plus Charlie Ralph once advised Lauryn Hill to rethink the Fugees band name.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay!
Ready or not, here we come live from Dallas! Yay!
That's right, baby, and we ready to start dishing. So, Tamar, what you got?
Oh, sister, baby! Miss Kylie Jenner used to be a car thief, y'all.
Oh. What? Shut up.
So during the interview, Kylie revealed that sneaking out of the house wasn't her biggest teenage rebellion. She says, I stole my mom's car light.
Oh.
Because we grew up in Calabasas, which is outside of the city.
Oh.
And it was very crazy if you went like 45 minutes into LA. It was like a whole new world. I would make sure I was home before my parents would wake up, which would be like 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. Oh. Now, Mama Chris did catch on and give Kylie a talking to, but it seems that thievery runs in the family because Kendall and Courtney have admitted to doing the same things as teens. Mm. Can you imagine that the Kardashians was hood rats?
I mean, yeah, because they've always been crime adjacent. Didn't Kim Kardashian steal thousands of dollars from Brandy?
Yeah.
That's why their dad was a lawyer.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
Exactly. It's giving. Rich kids scam too.
Like, you know them Kardashians, they never got whoopings, so they weren't scared of nothing.
Yeah.
They would probably have to have a timeout or something.
They did once and liked
it. Yeah, you're grounded. What?
Kylie's the young one, right?
Like, yeah, she's the youngest.
Right.
So you know she got away with everything.
Yeah, because you're the blind spot kid.
What?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, the last kid in line is either going to get the most attention or the least attention because everybody requires so much more.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, is she still in the car right around the time the Kim sex tape is coming out? Like, come on, you're not paying attention to the kids stealing the car.
That's so true. You know? And back to what you said, they didn't get whippings as children. The only whippings Kim Kardashian got was the one Ray J gave her in that video.
Bye, Jessica.
Okay. So.
All right, well, I'll tell you somebody who didn't have to steal anything, Mark Consuelos, because it was handed down to him by his pal, Ryan Seacrest. Back when Ryan left the show, he left behind a sweet parting gift to formally welcome Mark when he took over. Mark told reporters that Ryan left him all his nice dressing room furniture and a beautiful handwritten note with a gorgeous photograph of Steve McQueen. What a nice gesture. How cool is that?
That's sweet.
That's very nice of him.
I just want y'all to know that Ryan Seacrest furniture is not just any furniture.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's top of the line.
Like, it's like the real stuff, okay? It's amazing.
Really?
I'm sure it's top of the line, yeah.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Gary, I got a question for you, okay? Like, if I buy one of your properties, are you going to leave behind all of your beautiful furniture to me?
Oh, yes, and the toys, honey. You would love
them, honey.
Not the toys. Yes, all of that has to go, honey. So, yes, Tanner, you can have it all, honey, and all my favorite toys.
That's so sweet,
Are
Gary.
You talking about, like, Transformers and, like, cars, Lego?
You know what kind of toys he's leaving
you
behind.
Why you gotta ask that? Now, why do you have to ask?
What kind of toys he talking about?
This guy was in a sword fight.
Okay. I love my silver bullet. You can have that one, too.
Lots of light lasers.
Well, moving on, y'all. Jake Gyllenhaal and Jamie Lee Curtis got real close during COVID lockdown, child.
Oh, how close, girl?
I mean, not like that, Gary. Jake, who is her godson, lived next door to her during the lockdown with his girlfriend. And Jamie told reporters they've gotten to really know each other during that time. And how she learned that Jake made a hobby out of baking good sourdough bread. Is it sourdough or sourdough?
Sourdough.
Y'all like to say it.
You said sourdough?
I like to say sourdough. It just makes it seem high class.
Sourdough?
Sourdough. What y'all think about that? Him making a sourdough.
I mean, like a good sourdough.
And Jamie Lee Curtis seemed like a fun person, and Jake Gyllenhaal seemed like a fun dude, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I could totally see them hanging out.
Yeah.
That's a cool godmother to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Bake Gyllenhaal, come on. Like, if he's got some baked goods.
I love a man that can bake.
Yeah, it seemed like they would have a lot of fun together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So during lockdown, did any of you guys pick up any other special skills? Did you learn anything?
I feel like during the lockdown, air fryers became a thing.
Yeah, it was.
It did.
And I learned learned how to air fry everything from salmon to, like, I do these Oreo cookies, fried Oreo cookies. Mm. Yeah, like, I just.
And the air fryer.
I'm going to need that recipe.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes. Thank you. It's amazing. I put my powdered sugar on top of it. Yes, like, I learned how to air fry everything.
Yo, thanks to the air fryer, my barbecue grill is like an orphan in an orphanage who's about to age out. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost ready to throw it away.
Ooh. Yeah, me and my deep fryer has parted ways since the air fryer has taken over.
Yeah. All right, now check this out. British actor Freddie Highmore, who stars in The Good Doctor, recently told Jimmy Kimmel about a story about his treatment on another talk show. Now, the unnamed host apparently doesn't like seeing guests before shows, so producers had to think fast to hide Freddie when the host appeared. Check this out.
Trying to avoid saying the name.
Oh, okay.
This host doesn't like seeing guests beforehand, and so I was coming backstage with a couple of the producers, and they looked up and they saw the host at the end of the corridor, and they were really, really scared. And they grabbed me and threw me into the next door that was right there by the hallway. And it was a broom closet, a dark broom closet. And I was there for about a minute.
You were stuck into a closet?
And then just walked out as if nothing happened.
And I hate when people be like, oh, weird and extra with their weird little quirks. Yeah. Like, just be a dope person and just entertain this energy for a little bit.
Who do y'all think it was? Jimmy joked later on, he's like, was it Kathy Lee Gifford? And Freddie goes, no, but it was close.
Oh, so it sounds like it was a woman.
Potentially a woman. Evidently, he was on Ellen twice, which in retrospect...
Sounds like Ellen.
So you're saying it was Ellen?
It sounds like it could have been likely. You know, here's the thing. It's like, we're talk show hosts, and we're very nice, but have y'all ever had a bad interaction with a talk show host?
Never for me.
No.
Never for me either.
You know what? I met Wendy Williams once, and... to my surprise, she was really, really friendly.
She was amazing. I'm sorry. She just did her job on that purple couch.
She was really enjoyable, and I told her how much of an inspiration she was to me.
Aw, you little brown noser.
All right, y'all, moving on. It is time for Didn't See Dish Coming. Right, so there's lots of unusual ways to get out of jail. We've talked about a few here, but this is a new one. Okay, check this out. 26-year-old Washingtonian Brian Francisco Roman, who was in the clink for dealing drugs, was able to walk free by impersonating his cellmate. Okay, listen up. So there were three guys in the cell, all of them asleep, and one of them was due to be released. So when the guard called the guy's name, Brian woke up, claimed to be him, forged his name, and was discharged with the other guy's wallet, debit card, clothes, and keys.
Ooh, what?
He was caught the next day and charged with criminal impersonation, escape, forgery, and theft.
Yes.
And apparently the scheme worked because Brian and the other guy have similar features.
I know the other guy was mad.
You know, if I was like the warden, like every now and then when somebody pulls a grift that's so good, the way you're like, you know what? I'm impressed. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I ought to let him make it.
No, modern problems call for modern solutions.
Like, long as he wasn't in there for nothing too crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where the baby's at? You know what I'm saying?
Like I would definitely let him slide. The next day. Wild. Like, did you go home? He really went home?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on now. You should have really, like, worked that out with yourself and, like,
you should have hit it.
Escape plan.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all acting like this was a crime. I'm glad this happened that way. Now it's proved that all black people don't just look alike.
he was a Caucasian brethren. Wow. So
y'all don't look alike.
I don't look like that guy, no. But there are people that I look like. There are absolutely people that I look like.
He kind of like our executive producer. They kind of resemble.
He do not look like Joaquin.
Not Joaquin.
Well, y'all, up next, Shelley Ralph had some advice for Lauryn Hill, but did she take it? We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Seems Joy Behar didn't have such a bene time in Italy. So as Joy was jetting off to holiday with her friends, everything was all good. And so while on the plane, she wasn't allowed to use the bathroom. Y'all check this out.
What?
Because it was in first class.
Oh.
They really tried it. Listen to how she said it all went down.
She wouldn't let me pee in the first class lounge. I said, please, Pepeachetti, let me just go. I mean, it's not. Do you got the pay? I said, listen, don't be a bitch. She wouldn't let me go.
Now,
Joy.
Now, Auntie Joy also said that she was flying coach for unknown reasons, but still, was this an appropriate reaction to the bathroom snub, y'all?
I Yeah, you gotta go.
They should have let her use the restroom. I see so many people walking from the back up to first class using the bathroom and don't need to be up there. Yeah. So they should have let her go.
Yeah, I feel like it's the bathroom. It's not like she was going up into the first class lounge asking for a drink. She wasn't asking for a drink and no appetizers. She had to pee. No,
but I've been in the first class bathroom before.
All the time.
And it's the same bathroom. It's not like you get a doper soap or more leg room to sit. Yeah. Like, it's the same tiny spot.
It's the same tight bathroom as the one in the back. Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not mad with those people, because if I'm paying for first class and you coming from damn coach, no, you cannot use my restroom.
You so snooty, y'all.
They shouldn't have let her do nothing. Hold your pee till you go back to your class.
Your PA.
And she probably really does have a good bladder since she looks so good. She probably takes very good care of herself and would be able to hold it.
I don't know. I'm in my 40s and it's tough for me to hold it like I used to. I'm just saying.
Lord have mercy. Well, my fellow Caribbean sister girl, Sherry Lee Ralph, said she tried to give Lauryn Hill some early career advice, but she wasn't hearing it. So during an interview, Cheryl reminisced about her role as Lauryn's mother back in Sister Act 2, back in The Habit, and she said when Lauryn told her about naming her band the Fugees, she was like, what? Listen to this, y'all.
I remember Lauryn Hill telling me, Miss Ralph, I'm going to have a band, and the name's going to be the Fugees. And I was like, baby, you will definitely have a band, but you need to rethink that name. And she said, Miss Ralph, you ought to get it, Fugees, Refugees. Oh. And I was like, okay, I get it, but rethink it.
But it's crazy how some people were against that name, and like till this day, it's such a legendary name.
Yeah. Especially considering they haven't put out an album since like 1997, 98. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that's still legendary. You know what band name threw me for a loop? I mean, I was a kid. Hootie and the
Blowfish.
But what made me like, what threw me for a loop is when I saw what they looked like. And I was
when you saw Darren?
That's a black man.
Yeah. And Hootie was black.
I'm the blackest guy by the I was always looking for Hootie. But who's Hootie?
Yeah, who's Hootie?
None of them.
Right. Oh, none of them?
No.
Baby, so what was the Blowfish for?
That was the name of his band. I guess if someone played a horn or something. I don't know.
That always threw me for a loop.
I always thought the band name The Smashing Pumpkins was weird.
Yeah, it's like a female rock band called Nashville P. I can't even say their whole name. And it's a tough name because I can't say their whole name.
Exactly.
Like, Nashville Pocketbook.
Oh, I always thought the Backstreet Boys was like from the city of Backstreet.
I like that band.
It's like, you know you do, Gary.
It's like a bunch of male prostitutes, the Backstreet
Boys.
Yeah,
Backstreet Street.
No, too all much. Right.
Okay, up next, Khloe Kardashian is looking for some new love and is willing to go blind for it. We'll explain after the break.
Lord have mercy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
The Kardashians, except for Kourtney, can't seem to find love the traditional way, so could they be considering going a different route? Khloe shared this photo on her Insta with former Love is Blind cast member Alexa with the caption, "When Hulu and Netflix collide, Alexa, you beautiful girl, twins, I think some of us single K sisters should go on Love is Blind. What do you think?" So what do you guys think? Would Khloe and her sisters be good for the next season of Love is Blind?
I would love to see a celebrity edition of Love is Blind. I think that would be so good.
I think they could go on the show, but they would need a voice changer. Yeah. Similar to the one Bane used in Batman.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Because they have very recognizable voices.
Yeah. But come on, like, that's my thing. It's like, I could never go on Love is Blind because I need to know what this other person looks like.
Yeah. What if we came up with a new show called Baby Love, and you have a picture of the person that's on the show as a baby?
Oh.
And it's their voice moving. Now you're talking right. Because none of them look like they did when they were kids.
Absolutely. Bye.
So it's kind of like a double layer cake of just espionage.
You see how he set me up to agree with that?
What if the longer you stay on?
Hold up.
This is the show. It's
whole
not just
time
that.
He's setting it up.
Like every single day, you either have to pick who you stick with, but you get like another year later. So it's like all their school photos. So by the time near the end, there's only a couple left, and you're looking at their high school senior pics.
You would have to probably still look at their first year of working because there were still changes being done.
Y'all getting excited about this.
Y'all, that is cheating.
Yo, me and H.K. are going to sell this show.
It's not a production company, man. Ebony and Ivory Productions. Make it happen.
Yes, make it happen, y'all.
Tyler James Williams was recently on the Jennifer Hudson Show, and during a round of quickfire questions, Jennifer asked Tyler what was the most rebellious thing he's done as a kid. And to her surprise, he replied that back in the day, as a child actor filming at Paramount Studios, him and his child actor friends used to go around and trash other sets and run away. Whoa. And then he went on to apologize to whoever set decorations, you know, or who the set decorators were, because he knew he made their job hell back in the day.
Yeah. Aww.
Turns out everybody does hate Chris. You know what I'm saying? Like,
good one.
Or they liked him because all of those sets have cameras.
Oh, that's true.
That would be the worst place to do anything nefarious. You know, a movie film set, you know, because, like, on top of the cameras, there's also
security,
cameras.
Security, yeah.
Right, right. But if you were, like, a child actor on a movie lot, what kind of trouble would you get into?
I think it would be this, like...
Or stealing a golf cart.
Oh, yeah, I'm stealing a golf cart. You don't look out. I'm going to be in the DeLorean from Back to the Future. I'm going to sneak up and, like, stare at the actresses in the high school drama show because I'm, like, 8 and I have crushes on them.
Yeah.
I'm definitely stealing the food from Crafties. That is...
You don't steal the food. It's free, but pumpkin.
It's free?
Yeah, it's free. Baby. You know you can just have that.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, so I could always take it home?
You can always take it home, baby. You ain't got to feel shame.
Oh, because, like, when I've done that, I thought I was stealing.
No, baby, uh-uh. Walk out proudly this time.
Jesse was like Billy Ray Valentine from Trading Places. Like, yo, it's yours. Yeah. So I can just destroy this.
Wait, Tamar, have you ever been, like, in... Okay, you probably would never do this, but, like, did you ever trash a green room early in your career?
No.
No.
First of all, I'm very meticulous. I like clean spaces around me. You know? And, like, number two, I would never, like, flip out at work.
Do you have, like, something on your rider that's, like, really specific? Like, green M&Ms or something like that?
It's a little liquor.
Oh. brown or clear?
Just to get the party started.
Yeah, let's get the party started.
Open bar.
Coming up, rapper Blueface is letting the ladies know that men are as faithful as their options. Uh-oh. We'll get into that after the break.
Ooh. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back.
Hey.
Well, ladies, if you think your man is being faithful,
think again.
Uh-oh.
According to rapper Blueface, all of y'all men's are cheaters.
Uh-oh.
Check this out.
Every man you've ever been with has cheated on you. I'm going to tell you that first. Whether they're going to tell you, whether you found out after, before, whenever, they have stepped out of the relationship. Even the guy you with now, he's cheating on you, I guarantee you. It's just a manly thing. Men are, we hunters, we gonna hunt, you know?
What y'all think about this? Are all men cheaters? Head crack?
No, all men aren't cheaters, but I do feel like the more opportunities you have to cheat, it's almost like being a hockey goalie. Like, you gonna block most of the shots, but every now and then one might get through.
I'm screaming.
Wow.
So, Tanner.
Yes.
Have you ever cheated on somebody?
No, ma'am.
Oh, she want to know you cheated on her.
No, she want to know personally.
I would love to. I mean, would you cheat on
me? We talked about this already this week. Yeah.
You're vetted.
I'm being vetted right now. No, I'm not a cheater.
I might be the unpopular vote, okay?
What? Oh, no.
I think he's right, guy.
What?
I do. I think he's right, too.
I do.
I think he's right, too.
It depends on where you catch him. You got to catch him good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Catch him while he's still
doing. Are you trying to catch men as they come in outside from being in the streets?
Let me tell you something, because my fiance was his street sign, JR Boulevard. With the lights and the cameras and the action. But I caught him in a place where he wanted to settle down. Okay. I get what you're saying.
You gotta get them when they're in
his 20s.
Maybe, or early 40s. I would have been one of the numbers.
Not a statistic. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.